This is as good as it gets when it comes to high school basketball.
Skip pass goes over to Farmer on the wing on the left side. Farmer dribbling the ball in the lane, spins, takes it down the lane, her shot is up there and in. Nice move by Chandler Farmer for St. Cecilia.
We've said it so many times, survive and advance. You want drama? This is it.
Shot blocked. The shot is blocked by Hastings. Pankratz gets the block, gets the ball, and then gets fouled. And the fans come to their feet here for the Hastings High Tigers.
This is March Madness. It's more than a catchphrase. It's a feeling you get only one time of year. After a grueling season, three games stand between you and a state title.
Try to triple team the point guard, Hummel. She throws over the top, gets the ball back, swings it left wing to Komacher. 27-18, Bobcat. 16-footer, Hernandez Pyle, no good. Willicott offensive put back is good.
It's the Grove State Basketball Playoffs on Platte River Radio, and it starts right now.
And hi again, everybody. Welcome to high school basketball here this morning on the Breeze, KOIQ 94.5. We've got the Class D1 semifinals here this morning as the fifth-seeded Blue Hill Bobcats get set to take on number one-seeded St. Mary's. The Cardinals come in with a record of 23 wins and two losses on the season. Blue Hill also at 23-2. The Bobcats picked up their first ever state tournament win yesterday as they knocked out Fullerton by the score of 61-46 was the final score yesterday. Blue Hill's first state tournament win in five tries as they knock off the Warriors yesterday in the quarterfinals. St. Mary's, meanwhile, they are ranked number one in the state as far as the Metro newspapers are concerned, the number one seed here in the state tournament. They got into a shootout yesterday in the quarterfinals, set a state tournament record in Class D1 for combined points as they went toe-to-toe with Friend before finally surviving the score 75-73. This is going to be a huge task for Blue Hill here this morning to put it quite frankly on the table here today. St. Mary's a team that is very quick. They are tall. They can score some points. 63.7 points per ball game is their season average. They play very good defense, giving up 36.3 on the defensive end. Blue Hill is a team that is averaging 59.6 points per ball game on offense. They give up 30.8 on the defensive end. But I'll tell you what, if the Bobcats get into foul trouble like they did yesterday, they're going to be in for a long morning here today at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. Lene Kometscher had a great game yesterday for Blue Hill. She scores 23 points in the ball game against the Fullerton, hit 5 3-pointers. Mackenzie Willicott, also sensational, 22 points and 10 rebounds for the Bobcats yesterday. Blue Hill hit 15 out of 17 from the free throw and from the free throw line and shot the ball extremely well from the field. Hit 50% of their field goal tries yesterday, including 66% from three-point range as they knocked down 6 out of 9 from beyond the arc. But again, St. Mary's a team that can put some points on the scoreboard. Riley Sybil is their number one scorer from yesterday. She had 5 3-pointers herself, came up with 22 points in the ball game. Sydney Hupp also in double figures as she scored 19. So it's Blue Hill and St. Mary's here today in the semifinals of the Class D1 state tournament here in Lincoln. The winner will play Dundee County Stratton for the state championship tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock. Dundee County Stratton has just knocked off Howells Dodge here at the Sports Center by the score of 58-48. Sneaking up on game time here today from the Bob Devaney Sports Center. We'll take a break and come back as we visit with Tim Straff, the head coach of the Blue Hill Bobcats, as we continue on the Breeze.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of broadband internet, computer services, security systems, telephone systems, and more. Glenwood is set apart from other providers with their 97% exceptional customer satisfaction service. Friend Glenwood on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net.
The South Central State Bank of Campbell, Franklin, Oxford, and Blue Hill is a full-service bank offering every banking service your family might need, including internet banking and bill pay. Log on to southcentralstatebank.com. Good luck, Bobcats, from the South Central State Bank, member FDIC.
New Beginnings Preschool in Blue Hill has been in business for over 10 years, helping your children grow and learn. At New Beginnings, your 4- and 5-year-olds will enjoy a warm and nurturing atmosphere filled with social and academic activities. Licensed and certified teacher and owner Sharon Kruger invites you in for a look around. They're located at 533 West Gage or call 756-3624 for more information. Best of luck to the Bobcats from New Beginnings Preschool in Blue Hill.
The Breeze, 94.5.
We're back at East Center. We get sent for Blue Hill and O'Neill St. Mary's here today on the Breeze as we spend a couple of minutes with Blue Hill head coach Tim Straff. And coach, playing in the sports center, a little bit different than playing in Blue Hill, huh?
Well, yeah, I mean, a few more seats in the stands there, but other than that, it's similar.
Talk about yesterday's win over Fullerton, 61-46. Just your basic feelings on the game.
You know, we came out and executed offensively very well. We hit the open shots that we needed to. Lene did a great job knocking down those threes. Kenzie as well, and Mac did what she does all year long.
Yeah, he's shot the ball extremely well yesterday.
Yeah, you know, we did a good job finding the open girl, and when that girl was open, she did a good job knocking it down.
Foul trouble was a major issue for you in the first half of play, something we probably can't get into today.
Yeah, you know, we've preached it all year. We're not a deep team, so we got to keep our noses clean, especially early. But like we've done many times, we did a good job of not picking up any more than those initial ones. But, yeah, we got to stay out of foul trouble. There's no doubt.
He's got to weather the storm, got out to a lead, and they came back a little bit at the end of the ball game. But you guys weathered the storm and picked up a pretty convincing win yesterday.
Yeah, you know, and a lot of that goes with the seniors we have. Their experience, they've been in a lot of situations, and they didn't get flustered when they made little runs at us. In fact, they did a good job answering.
Talking about the play of Kometcher and Willicott, they've been your main source all year long, and yesterday they step up on a big stage.
Yeah, they're the dynamic duo. I mean, they can put up the points. They're very aggressive, very determined. It's tough to find two girls that are going to outwork them.
St. Mary's, your basic feelings on them? We saw them yesterday. We saw that they can put up some points.
Yeah, I mean, they're deserving of their number one ranking. They got scores at every position, very athletic. Good depth. We're going to have our work cut out on the defensive end. We're going to have to be able to score some points with them.
Their quickness, is that going to be an issue in this ball game today?
Well, obviously it might neutralize our quickness a little bit. They like to get out in transition. We still are going to try to push the ball when it's there. So conditioning might be a factor.
I was going to say, do you want to get into a running game here today because that's kind of their forte?
We can't run all game long, but we'll pick our spots.
The main keys for us today to come out here with a win?
Again, I think we're going to have to hold them in the low 50s, and we're going to have to be aggressive.
Might be easier said than done. Like I said, this is a good scoring ball club today. Just what about the philosophy defensively today? How do we stop this team? How do we slow down this team?
Well, we got to get back on defense. We got to get them in a half-court game on the offensive end. They're good on the half-court end, too, but we can get them in a half-court game, limit them to one shot. I know we can hold them in the 50s.
Okay, go ahead.
Thank you.
Jim Straff, the head coach for the Blue Hill Bobcats. Stick around. Check the starting lineups coming up next. You're listening to the Girls State Tournament today on The Breeze.
My name is Jeannie Fisk, and my name is Julie Vanderpool, and we're twins. And we lived here in Hastings, Nebraska. We're born in this hospital. And became candy stripers at age 13 or 14, mm-hmm. And then went into nurses training here at Mary Lanning Hospital School of Nursing. Because of the fact that we were twins, in nursing school, we were each other's biggest support, of course. We worked really well together. I could see that she's gonna need this, and she could come in and help me, and almost like we're reading each other's minds. There's a lot of camaraderie that goes on. Teamwork is very important. Well, it makes you feel like more proud to be the professional that you are. Working as nurses here, we're carrying on what the Lannings intended for us to do.
Celebrating 100 years of inspired care. Mary Lanning Healthcare.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back to the Girls State High School Basketball Tournament here on the Breeze. KOIQ 94.5. Good matchup here this morning for you as the Blue Hill Bobcats get set to take on the Cardinals of St. Mary's. Our coach's interview with Steve Straff brought to you by Ravenna Sanitation. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure. Serving Buffalo County for business or residential service, Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. So Blue Hill making their fifth appearance here in the Girls State High School Basketball Tournament. Their most recent was 2012. They picked up their first win in the school's history yesterday in the opening round ball game against Fullerton, knocking off the Warriors by the score of 61-46. St. Mary's, the Cardinals, they were here in 2014. They were a runner-up in 2013. Likewise, they're making their fifth appearance here in the Girls State High School Basketball Tournament. So Blue Hill and St. Mary's getting set to go at it here today. You're listening to the New Tech Seeds pregame show. proudly brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. New Tech is your yield leaders. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all of your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seeds. We'll get you the starting lineups here today for Blue Hill today. They'll go with Kinsey Hubble. Hubble is a 5'5" sophomore who's averaging 9.5 points per ball game. Eurico Hernandez Pyle is a 5'6" sophomore, averaging 2.4 points per ball game. Lene Kometcher is a 5'5" senior. She is averaging 15.2 points per game. Mackenzie Willicott is a 5'9" senior. Willicott is averaging 21.5 points and 9.6 rebounds per game. The other starter will be Adrian Lipker, who is a 5'11" senior, averaging 5.9 points and 7 rebounds per ball game. For St. Mary's here today, they're going to go with a Sydney Hupp, who is a 6-foot junior. Hupp is averaging 13.7 points and 6 rebounds per game. She scored 19 in the ball game yesterday against Friend. Taylor Coleman is a 5'10" and sophomore. Coleman is averaging 2.4 points per ball game. Riley Sybil is a 5'8" junior. She is averaging 13.1 points per ball game. Addie Wetzel is a 6'1" senior, averaging 8.4 per ball game. And then Bridget Schneider is a 5'4" senior. She is averaging 7.3 points per ball game. So in the state tournament so far today, in the semifinals, Dundee County Stratton is waiting for the winner of this ball game for the championship contest tomorrow morning at 9. Dundee County Stratton beat Howes Dodge today by a score of 58-48. Over in Class C1, Pierce knocked off Lincoln Christian today. Final score of 45-40. So Pierce will play for the championship at 11 o'clock tomorrow against the game going on right now on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR. Norfolk Catholic taking on Kearney Catholic just down the road over at Pinnacle Bank Arena. Other matchups today on the second day of the state tournament, Class A, Norfolk, after their big win yesterday over Omaha Benson, will play Bellevue West at 7 o'clock tonight. Omaha Westside will play Lincoln Northeast at 8:45 over at Pinnacle. Class B at Pinnacle Bank today, Omaha Gross against Pius at 2 this afternoon. York will play Norris at 3:45 today. Norris again beating Hastings High yesterday by a score of 46-32. Told you about Class C1. C2 will have Crofton and Guardian Angels Central Catholic going at 7 o'clock tonight here at the Sports Center, followed by the showdown between Hastings St. Cecilia and Sutton at 8:45. We'll have that game for you tonight on 1230 KHIS and also on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR. The Class D2 semifinals will have Stewart playing Fall City Sacred Hearts at 2 o'clock here this afternoon at the Sports Center, followed by Sandhills-Thetford and Wynot at 3:45. Sandhills-Thetford is a team who downed Giltner yesterday by a score of 48-34. So just about ready to go here this morning. Blue Hill and the Cardinals out of St. Mary's. St. Mary's going to be the home team. They'll be in their white jerseys here this afternoon, trimmed in red. The Blue Hill Bobcats will be in their road uniforms here today. They'll be in blue, trimmed and lettered in the black. So it's Blue Hill, the number 5 seed in Class D1, taking on St. Mary's, the number 1 seed here this afternoon. A win over Friend yesterday in a shootout. We'll see what St. Mary's will elect to do here against Blue Hill. Both of these teams want to get up and down the floor a little bit today, but I think Blue Hill's got to control their running game just a little bit. Maybe get St. Mary's into the half court if they can. Tell you what, St. Mary's is like a bunch of thoroughbreds waiting at the starting gate. They want to run, and they want to continue running throughout the ball game. So we'll see what St. Mary's can do here today with the Blue Hill defense. Blue Hill trying to make it into the state championship ball game in Class D1 with a victory here today at the Sports Center. Blue Hill will shoot to our basket to our left. Willicott will jump things up for the Blue Hill Bobcats. She says she's ready. Sydney Hupp is into the center circle for St. Mary's. Ball is in the air, and the tip is going to be controlled here by Blue Hill. The Bobcats have the opening possession. Lipker has got the ball out to Kinsey Hubble. Ball game is underway here at the Sports Center. As Kinsey Hubble has it knocked loose on the far sideline. Hubble out here to the 10-second line. Now she throws it to the top of the key. That's going to be Willicott with the ball. Willicott directing some traffic out there. St. Mary's going to start off with a man-to-man defense. Kometcher has got the ball to the right side. Kometcher, bounce pass, goes to Lipker at the free throw line. Takes the shot, misses badly off the right side. No good. Rebound, Willicott. Her shot is blocked by Hupp. Rebound is loose and is picked up by Hupp for St. Mary's. O'Neill, St. Mary's down the far sideline. Hupp gets it in the hands now to Bridget Schneider over here on the wing of the right side to Sybil. Two-handed pass comes out on top now to Coleman. It's going to be a man-to-man defense. Now a zone defense for Blue Hill. Hupp has got it inside, drives it against Lipker. Shot is up there, no good. Offensive rebound, foul shot up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Lipker. Lipker has got it now for Blue Hill down the far sideline. That's going to be Kinsey Hubble with the ball. Just underway here at the Sports Center. No score between Blue Hill and St. Mary's, the number one seeded team here in the state tournaments. There's Hernandez Pyle with the ball left side of the lane. Out inside the free throw circle to Kobencher. Over on the right side down to Willicott. Drives it, loses control of the ball. It is loose out here, and a foul is going to be called. Eurico Hernandez Pyle picking up the personal foul for Blue Hill. That's going to be her first foul, team foul number one on the Bobcats here in this basketball game. So 6 minutes and 45 seconds to play here in this first quarter. The score is nothing to nothing. The Cardinals and the Bobcats here today. There's a Schneider with the ball over on the wing on the right side to a Sybil. Cross-court pass to the left side. Coleman has got the ball. Coleman now to the top of the key to Schneider. Gives it away to Sybil. Over on the side, there's a shot put up there and in from 15 feet away. Taylor Coleman hitting a bucket there for St. Mary's. And St. Mary's goes out on top by a score of a 2-0 here in the ball game. Blue Hill comes back with the ball down the right sideline. They lob it over here to Lipker with the ball. Lipker out here to Hubble. Hubble drives it on the right side now, hands it away to a Kometcher. Kometcher now to Willicott in the lane. Her shot's going to be partially deflected there. Ball is loose and is picked up there by Lipker. Keeps the ball alive now to Kometcher. Drives it down the left side of the lane. Goes for the basket. Her shot is up there. It's no good. And the rebound comes down to Sydney Hupp. Hupp has got the ball now for St. Mary's. She drives it all the way against Willicott. Her shot is good. An offensive charging foul. Offensive charging foul as Willicott takes the charge in the lane. The foul goes on Sydney Hupp on the drive. That's going to be her first. First team foul in the Cardinals. So Willicott takes one for the team right there in the lane. And now Hupp checks out of the ballgame. St. Mary's is very deep. They're going to run the 9, 10, 11 players in the ballgame here this afternoon as they apply some pressure now in backcourt. Here's a Lipker with the ball. Lipker gets it to Hubble, and she's going to be hit on the play. As she was bringing the ball across the 10-second line, she was hit on the play there. The personal foul is going to be whistled on Bridget Schneider. That's going to be her first foul. Team foul number two on St. Mary's here in the first half of play. 2-0 is the score. St. Mary's has got the lead over the Blue Hill Bobcats here in this one. As Lipker will inbound the ball. At the 10-second line, she gets things in now to Kinsey Hubble. Hubble will move it to the left side of the floor. Hands it away now to Lene Kometcher. Dribbles left to right across the free throw line. Now to Willicott. Her shot in the lane is going to be no good. And the rebound is brought down by Addie Wetzel of St. Mary's. It's been one shot and out so far for Blue Hill here in this basketball game. There's a pass that's going to be intercepted by Willicott, and a foul is going to be called. Willicott intercepts the ball there for Blue Hill. The first turnover on the St. Mary's Cardinals. And a personal foul is going to be whistled on the St. Mary's here. It'll be Blue Hill playing things in on the far side. That's going to go on Bridget Schneider. That's going to be her second personal foul. So two fouls now on Schneider. That's going to be team foul number three on St. Mary's. Blue Hill has got the basketball. Kinsey Hubble takes it down the right side, hands it away to Willicott. Moves it to the top of the key. Now to Kometcher. Dribbles to the right side of the floor. Now to Hubble again, running one-hander in the lane. Shot no good. Rebound Willicott. It's up there and in, and she's fouling the play. Mackenzie Willicott gets the offensive board and the putback, and she is fouling the play. She'll go to the free throw line and try to make this a three-point play. The personal foul whistled on Tracy Chavala of St. Mary's. That's going to be her first personal foul. So that's going to send Willicott to the free throw line. She was 6 out of 6 from the free throw line yesterday. Blue Hill hit 15 out of 17 from the line. Shot is up there and in, and the Blue Hill Bobcats have got the lead over St. Mary's. It's Blue Hill 3 and top-seeded St. Mary's 2 here in the first quarter of play. We played about 3 minutes here in this one. There's a Coleman with a ball. Moves it down in the corner now. Brings it back to Coleman. Entry pass to get it inside. There's Wetzel. A shot over Willicott. No good. Rebound comes down to Lipker. Lipker sends it to the far sideline. Now to Kinsey Hubble. She'll bring things up here for the Bobcats across the 10-second line. Runs the offense over to Willicott on the high right side. Lobs it into Lipker. Down to Willicott. She gives it away. Now to Kometcher. Dribbles left to right across the free throw line. Down on the baseline. Her shot's deflected. Picked up by Lipker, and she's fouling the play. Lipker is fouling the play. She goes up for the shot. Another foul called here. It's going to go on St. Mary's. It's going to go on Riley Sybil. That's going to be her first foul. Team foul number 5 now against the St. Mary's here in the first quarter. Going to the free throw line will be Lipker. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Lipker did not get to the free throw line yesterday. Blue Hill is a 64% shooting team from the from the stripe here this year. 50% from the field, 29% from three-point territory. Lipker will have one more. Shot is up there, and the shot is good. Blue Hill has got the lead. It is 4-2 over St. Mary's here this afternoon. Here comes Coleman back with the ball now for O'Neill St. Mary's over to Pankratz, who's got it now on the wing, who's into the ball game. So they've already played nine girls here in the first quarter. Out to Coleman here between the circles, over on the left side to Pankratz. At the elbow, Sydney Hupp has got the ball. Throws it to the right side. Sybil, her shot for three, good. Now he's Sybil hitting a three ball there for O'Neill St. Mary's, and now it's a 5-4 ball game. St. Mary's has got the lead. There's a pass across the 10-second line. Hubble has it. Now gets to the Willicott. Her shot on the baseline, good. Mackenzie Willicott scoring in the feed there from Hubble, who gets the assist. 6-5 is the score now. Blue Hill going toe-to-toe with the top-ranked team here. O'Neill St. Mary's here in this one. Pankratz has got the ball. Now to the elbow. A shot is up there and in. Sydney Hupp. Tell you what, St. Mary's can put some points on the scoreboard. They got into a shootout yesterday for Friend and set a tournament record for the most points between the two teams in one game, as they put up 148 points in the contest yesterday with Friend. 7-6 is the score here. The Cardinals have a one-point lead over the Bobcats. Blue Hill has got the ball. There's a Lene Kometscher now. Moves it to the left side of the floor. Kometscher hands it away to Willicott. She dribbles left to right across the free throw line. Flips it in the hands of Hubble. Hubble, not a Kometscher. Takes the ball into the paint. Kicks it back out here to Willicott. Trying to drive it toward the goal. Can't do it. Gives it away to Hubble again. Here's Kometscher with the ball. Kometscher moves down the right side to Hubble. Good defense here by St. Mary's. Free throw line jumper by Hubble is going to be up there. No good. Rebound is brought down by Hupp, and she fouled in the play. Personal foul is going to go here on Lipker of Blue Hill. That's going to be her first. Team foul number two on the Bobcats here in this first half of play. 3 minutes and 4 seconds to play. You're listening to the Girls State High School Basketball Tournament today here on 1230 KHIS. They're actually on the breeze, KLIQ 94.5. We'll figure out where we are today. Bob Devaney Sports Center. There's a shot up there. It's going to be no good by Hupp. It's going to be a long rebound. It's picked up here by Pankratz. Pankratz gets the ball down to the top of the key to Coleman. Moves it over to Pankratz on the far side. Cross-court pass comes to a Sybil. Sybil at the elbow. Sends it back to Pankratz for three. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Willicott. McKenzie Willicott with a ball for Blue Hill. Gets the ball ahead to Kometscher. She drives her shot. No good. Rebound Willicott. Shot is up there. No good. Battle for the rebound. Goes out of bounds. Willicott and Hubble ran into each other down there. Now we got a personal foul. It's going to go here on St. Mary's. Personal foul will go on St. Mary's. Chavala picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her second. So a second foul on Tracy Chavala. That's going to be team foul number six on St. Mary's here in this first half of play. It's going to be Blue Hill playing it in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket to Kometscher for three. Yes! Renee Kometscher from a different area code right in front of the St. Mary's bench knocks down a three-pointer. And the Bobcats have the lead 9-7. Now a turnover on St. Mary's as they throw the ball into the Blue Hill bench. That's the second turnover on St. Mary's here in this first quarter of play. 2 minutes and 18 seconds to go in the opening period. It's a 9-7 ball game, as Blue Hill has got the lead here in this one. Kenzie Hubble with the ball, bringing it up. Pass is deflected. Hubble gets it back. Bounce pass to the far sideline. Down to Hernandez Peel with the ball now. Hernandez Peel has it tipped away. A scramble is on. It's picked up here by O'Neill St. Mary's. Coming back the other way. A turnover on Blue Hill. Long pass down the floor. Entry pass to get it inside to Wetzel. Shot from right in front of the basket is no good. Ball is loose on the baseline. It's saved there by St. Mary's. An offensive rebound. They lob it down to the free throw line to Wetzel on the right side. Here's a three-pointer put up there, no good by Hedstrom. And the rebound comes down here to the Blue Hill Bobcats. That's going to be Lene Kometscher with a rebound there for Blue Hill. Brings it into the offensive zone. St. Mary's in a man-to-man defense. Bounce pass goes to Strasburg at the free throw line, and she is tied up in the play. Jump ball. Turnover there on Blue Hill as the possession arrow is pointing the other way. So Strasburg just checked into the ball game, grabs the ball at the free throw line. She was tied up on the play. Second turnover on Blue Hill here in this first quarter. 9-7 is the score. Bobcats have a two-point lead over St. Mary's with a minute and 31 seconds to go in the quarter. Here comes Taylor Coleman back with the ball now for the Cardinals. Blue Hill's just going to stay hunkered down in this zone defense right now. Coleman goes down in the corner. Long-range jumper is up there again. A three-pointer by Kirstenbrock. A three-pointer by Alejandra Kirstenbrock. For St. Mary's from deep in the left corner. And St. Mary's now has a 10-9 advantage over the Blue Hill Bobcats here in this one. Hometcher with the ball. Down to Strasburg, right at the top of the key here. Strasburg moves it over to Hubble on the left wing. Kenzie Hubble holding the ball. Entry pass, Willicott drives it down the lane. Her little five-footer is up there, no good. And the rebound comes down to Wetzel. Addie Wetzel with a rebound. Gets it ahead now to Kirsten Brock. She loses control of the ball and is picked up here by Kometcher. Third turnover on St. Mary's here in the ballgame. 10-9 is the score. St. Mary's has a one-point lead over Blue Hill with 35 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Kenzie Hubble with the ball out here near the 10-second line. Feeds it inside to Strasburg. Strasburg loses control of the ball, and it's loose. We got another jump ball called. This time the arrow pointing in favor of Blue Hill. Wallacop ties up Addie Wetzel down there. The ball was knocked loose from Strasburg. So Blue Hill will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. 26 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Strasburg has got it at the elbow. Her shot is up there. Somebody off the mark. No good. Rebound is loose in the lane. Jump ball is called again. This time St. Mary's will get it. That was a Hubble down there battling for the ball after the missed shot from Strasburg. So now St. Mary's will come back with the basketball with 21 seconds to play here in the first quarter. 10-9 is the score. Blue Hill has got the lead. The Cardinals have the lead by one now. Taylor Coleman has got it out here in 3 points territory. They'll work for the final shot here in the quarter. There's a Kirsten Brock with the ball on the wing. Her entry pass is going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Willicott. Her shot from back court is going to be far short. And time expires here in this first quarter to play. So Blue Hill going toe-to-toe with St. Mary's here in this ball game. After one quarter, St. Mary's 10, Blue Hill 9. You're listening to the Girls State Tournament today on The Breeze.
Whether you're talking sports or farming, one thing is the same. You need power. Think Husker Power products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines customized to your needs. When you require irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power products. Your provider of GM-powered natural gas and LP high-efficiency irrigation engines and fuel-efficient Isuzu diesel engines. Call 402-463-1531 for Husker Power products of Hastings, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters.
Hi, I'm Ron Carmazine, owner and pharmacist at Ron's Pharmacy in Blue Hill. We've been your full-service neighborhood pharmacy for over 37 years. We are committed to working with you and your healthcare providers to give you the best personalized care. You can pick up a gift or a greeting card for your loved ones from our wide selection. Ron's Pharmacy offers local deliveries for the convenience of our patients. Locally owned, locally operated, locally loved, Ron's Pharmacy.
The Breeze, 94.5.
State Tournament coverage brought to you in part by Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation headquarters in Hastings. Also by Mary Lanning Healthcare, celebrating 100 years of inspired care. 10-9 is the score. St. Mary's has a one-point lead over Blue Hill. The Bobcats have the ball to begin the second quarter of play. There's a Kenzie Hubble now. They get it to a Lipker, who's back into the ball game. They send it down low to Willicott. She's tied up in the play. Possession arrow is pointing in favor of St. Mary's. So that's the third turnover on Blue Hill here in the basketball game. We're in the second quarter now. 7 minutes and 46 seconds to play. The winner will play tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock at Pinnacle Bank Arena for the Class D1 State Championship against Dundee County Stratton, who picked up a win over Howells Dodge in the first game today, 58-48. There's a pass deflected away. Hubble picks it up, drives it coast-to-coast, and scores. Kenzie Hubble scoring there for Blue Hill after a St. Mary's turnover. Cardinals have turned the ball over five times here in the first half. Blue Hill now has a one-point lead, 11-10 is the score. St. Mary's working with a ball as they come into the forecourt. There's a shot from the right side. It's going to be no good there. Offensive rebound. Foul shot is up there and in by Bridget Schneider. First shot taken by Riley Sybil here on the right wing. It was no good. Bridget Schneider right there with the rebound for St. Mary's to give the Cardinals a 12-11 advantage. So a seesaw ball game so far. Ball tipped into the backcourt. Sybil grabs it, and now it's knocked out of her hands. Coming back the other way was Kinsey Hubble knocking the ball out of the hands of Sybil. It goes out of bounds, and now St. Mary's will play things in. Turnover number four in the ball game for Blue Hill. Here in the contest, St. Mary's will play it in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Schneider gets it underneath the hole to Hupp. She is surrounded, and now a whistle. She stepped out of bounds. Great defense right there by Eurico Hernandez-Peel. Ladder trapped along the baseline underneath the basket there, and Sydney Hupp stepped out of bounds down here for O'Neill St. Mary's. That's going to be the sixth turnover on the Cardinals here in the basketball game. Blue Hill is down by one. 12-11 is the score. 6:50 to play. Pass is deflected into the scorer's table on the far sideline. So Bobcats will play things in. High school basketball action here today on the Breeze. We're in the semifinals in Class D1 here at the state tournament. Blue Hill, the number 5 seed, playing the number 1 seed here this morning. And right now it's a 12-11 ball game. The Cardinals have the lead. Here's Lipker with a ball. Lipker now to Hubble. Sends it down in the corner to Willicott. Entry pass to get it in. The Lipker shot good. Lipker now with 3 points in the ball game. And Blue Hill goes back out on top by a score of 13-12. Here comes St. Mary's back with the ball. They move it on the wing on the left side. Now they feed it in. A shot by Wetzel is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Willicott for Blue Hill. Willicott gets it away. Now to a Hubble. She trots it across the 10-second line. Comes into the offensive zone. Down the far sideline. The ball poked out of bounds. Last touch there by Riley Sybil of St. Mary's. It's going to be Blue Hill basketball. They will play things in. Lipker grabs the ball and gets it into Lene Kometcher for Blue Hill. 13-12. The Bobcats have the lead. There's Lipker. Dumps the ball down low, but it's way over the head of Willicott out of bounds. 5 turnovers now in Blue Hill in the basketball game. In the first quarter, St. Mary's hit 4 out of 9 shots for 44%. Blue Hill only 3 out of 13 for 23%. St. Mary's 2 out of 2 from 3-point range. Blue Hill was 1 out of 1. It's a 13-12 ball game. The Bobcats have the lead. There's a shot by Schneider in the lane. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Lipker. Outlet pass here goes to Kometcher. 1 on 2. She'll hold things up. Lene Kometcher waiting for the rest of her teammates to come back into the offensive zone. O'Neill St. Mary's now in a zone defense here. They started off man. Inside, they get it to a Lipker at the free throw line. Now down in the corner on the right side to Hernandez Peel. Back outside, a 3-pointer put up there and in by Lene Kometcher. Kometcher buries her 2nd 3-pointer of the ball game, and the Bobcats have their biggest lead of the ball game now at 16-12 here in this ball game. It was 10-9 St. Mary's at the end of the first quarter. A shot there is going to be blocked out of bounds. So it's going to be O'Neill St. Mary's playing things in. St. Mary's will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. That's going to be Bridget Schneider. She gets things in to Coleman. Back down to Schneider. Her shot off the window is going to be no good. Battle for the rebound. And it's going to be a jump ball here. A jump ball inside. The possession arrow is pointing in favor of Blue Hill. So the Bobcats will get the ball. Blue Hill has got the lead. And now we've got a timeout. A timeout here on the floor at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. We'll take a break with 5:08 to play. In the first half, it's Blue Hill 16 and St. Mary's 12.
Thramer's Food Center is located in downtown Blue Hill. At Thramer's, they take pride in their fresh meat produce and their fast, friendly hometown service. Stop in for their daily lunch specials, some home fried chicken, or any of their delicious deli items. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Saturdays, 8 to 5:30. Good luck, Bobcats, from Tim and Deb and the crew at Thramer's Food Center in Blue Hill.
The Breeze, 94.5.
In the other game over at Pinnacle Bank Arena, Kearney Catholic is out on top of Norfolk Catholic. The score is 22-11. The Stars with a lead over Norfolk Catholic, 22-11 over at Pinnacle Bank Arena. It is a 16-12 ball game here. Blue Hill has got the lead over St. Mary's here in the semifinal ball game in Class D1. Blue Hill's got the ball. Willicott has it knocked loose, but Willicott picks her back up. Now to Lipker at the elbow. Out to Mackenzie Willicott. On the high right side, directing some traffic, goes to Hernandez Peel inside the free throw circle. Yuriko goes back over there on the far sideline to Willicott. Now to Kometcher at the top of the key. Now St. Mary's has gone back to a man-to-man defense here. So they played about 2 possessions of zone, and that's about it. There's a Hernandez Peel driving the ball into the basket. It's going to be knocked out of her hands. It's picked up here by Coleman. Taylor Coleman has got the ball, and a long pass down the floor is right through the fingertips of Riley Sybil out of bounds. St. Mary's has turned the ball over 7 times here in the first half of play. We're down to 4 minutes and 27 seconds to go until halftime. Blue Hill has got a 16-12 advantage. And right now, the things that Tim Streff talked about during the pregame show, getting St. Mary's in a half-court ball game, limiting their shots to 1 and out. He's done exactly that so far during the first half, and his team has got a 16-12 advantage. There's Willicott from the corner. Shot is up there. Falls off of the right side. No good. And the rebound comes down to St. Mary's down the far sideline. Sybil runs into Hubble on the far side, and a foul is going to be called. That's going to go on to Kinsey Hubble. That's going to be her first. That's only going to be the third team foul on the Bobcats here in this first half of play. Four players in, four players out now. A line change, so to speak, for St. Mary's here with 4 minutes and 4 seconds to play here in this second quarter. 16-12, the Bobcats have the lead. St. Mary's with the ball. Bridget Schneider has got it. Blue Hill stays with her zone. There's Hedstrom with the ball on the wing. Back out here to Schneider at the top of the key. Moves it over here on the right side to a Kirsten Brock. Down to the free throw line to Wetzel. Her shot is no good, but she was hacked in the arm, and a foul is called here on Blue Hill. Personal foul is whistled on the Bobcats. And going to the free throw line will be Addie Wetzel. She has not scored so far today. Her shot is up there. It's going to be good. She scored 7 points yesterday in their 75-73 win over Friend. 16-13 here. Bobcats with the lead. Next shot is up there. Rattles out. No good. Rebound Willicott for Blue Hill. So Mackenzie Willicott brings it down the right sideline. Runs into Blumenstock now for St. Mary's. Gets the ball away to Kenzie Hubble. Now to Kometscher driving down the lane. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Bridget Schneider. Schneider runs the break back the other way for St. Mary's to the far sideline to Hedstrom. Out to Bridget Schneider. One bounce of the ball. Sends it down low. Wetzel turnaround jumper right side of the lane is no good. Rebound Lipker. Lipker gets it now to Willicott. And here come the Bobcats back the other way with 3:23 to play in the second quarter. Mackenzie Willicott to the far sideline. Now she's trapped along that sideline, and Tim Streff immediately calls a timeout. So the coach pops up off the bench and calls a timeout here for Blue Hill. We've got the timeout, 3 minutes and 16 seconds to play. In the second quarter, it's Blue Hill 17, St. Mary's 13.
Great views.
Sizes. Visit Century Lumber in Blue Hill and you'll see just how many. With expert knowledge, experienced staff, and large selection of Marvin windows and doors, you'll surely find the item that fits your budget and style. Just bring in your ideas, then let them lead you from product selection to choosing materials to installation. With Century Lumber in Blue Hill and Marvin, you can't go wrong. So browse the showroom today and think of the possibilities. Century Lumber and Hardware in Blue Hill.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Girls State Tournament coverage brought to you in part by Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters in Hastings, and by Mary Lanning Healthcare, celebrating 100 years of inspired care. Blue Hill playing an inspired game here today. It's a 17-13 ball game. The Bobcats lead the top-seeded Cardinals out of St. Mary's. Blue Hill will inbound the ball off of the far sideline as they get it to Lene Kometscher. And Blue Hill is set up here against the man-to-man defense. There's a ball tipped out of bounds, but it's going to be a foul to be called here on Alejandra Kirstenbrock of the St. Mary's. That's going to be her first personal foul. And that's going to be team foul number 7 on the Cardinals. And now we're going to have a 1-1 situation for Kinsey Hubble. Hubble was 3 out of 3 from the free throw line yesterday. She scored 14 points in the win over Fullerton. Shot from the free throw line by Hubble is going to be up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down here to Wetzel of the St. Mary's. Wetzel gets into the hands of Schneider, who comes into the forecourt, sends it down in the corner, bombs away by Kirstenbrock. Her shot's going to be no good. Rebound comes down here to Willicott of Blue Hill. Mackenzie Willicott comes back the other way for Blue Hill, comes to the near sideline, hands it away now to a Kometscher. Kometscher hands it back away to Willicott, dribbles inside the free throw circle, gives it to Hubble, out of the near side to Lenade Kometscher, behind a couple of screens. Kometscher to the right wing, throws it over to Willicott. Entry pass into Lipker, shines up there and in. Adrienne Lipker scoring off of the window there. She got 5 points in the ball game. The Bobcats now have a 5-point lead over St. Mary's. It's 18-13. Wetzel down in the corner, bombs away for three. A shot by Blumenstock is going to be no good. Rebound Kirstenbrock on the far side, the weak side. Comes over here now to Hedstrom on the wing on the right side, reverses the ball, gets it to Schneider, 200 pass to Kirstenbrock. Entry pass to get inside to Wetzel, shot good. Addie Wetzel scoring for St. Mary's. That's her first field goal of the ball game. She's got 3 points. Blue Hill now with a 3-point lead, 18-15. 2 minutes to play here in the second quarter from the Bob Devaney Sports Center today. Here's Willicott with the ball. Bounce pass outside to Kometscher for three. Shot is off the left side, no good. And the ball is taken down here by Blumenstock. Blumenstock for St. Mary's runs her back the other way to Schneider in the lane. There's a feed to the far sideline. Bombs away for three. A shot is going to be no good by Hedstrom. Offensive rebound. Blumenstock with the ball, keeps it alive down to the right side. A three-pointer is put up there, no good by Kirstenbrock, and a foul is going to be called on the rebound. Hubble was mauled over here. The personal foul is going to be called on Brianna Hedstrom. That's going to be her first. Hedstrom picking up her first personal foul. It's team foul number 8 on St. Mary's. Tell you what, St. Mary's does not look like anything that they played yesterday. They were up and down and hitting just about everything they threw up in that ball game against Friend. Has not been the case so far in this ball game today against Blue Hill. Kenzie Hubble goes to the free throw line for the Bobcats. 0 out of 1 from the line so far today. Missed one just a couple of minutes ago. As Hubble will go to the line now for a 1-1. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Blue Hill hit 15 out of 17 free throws yesterday. They're going to be nowhere near that percentage so far in this ball game. It's an 18-15 contest. Blue Hill has got a 3-point lead. St. Mary's with the ball. Pass to the far side is going to be intercepted. Intercepted here by Willicott. Long pass down to Florida Hubble. Her shot is up there. It's no good. Rebound comes down to Sidney Hupp. A minute and 17 seconds to play here in the second quarter. Here's a Pankratz with the ball now. Comes out between the circles to Coleman. Now to Pankratz again on the far side, right in front of the Blue Hill bench. Bounce pass comes out to Coleman. Entry pass inside to Hupp. Wheels in the lane. Dumps it down low to Chabala. Now a 3-second violation. I thought there was a lot of white shirts in the lane there. They were camping out overnight, camping in there. And we got a 3-second violation. It's called on St. Mary's. That's their 9th turnover in this first half of play. Now the inbounds pass is going to be tipped away by Pankratz, and we got a jump ball called back here. The possession arrow is pointing in favor of Blue Hill, so the Bobcats will play things in again. Willicott will play things in. She will get it into the hands of Lene Kometscher, and Kometscher will bring things up against Riley Sybil. Kometscher comes to the near side, left-handed dribble, brings it into the offensive zone, brings it back to the center of the floor now. Bounce pass goes to Lindsay Hafer, who's into the ball game now, to Willicott in the lane. Shot is up there as we partially deflected, and the ball is brought down here by Pankratz. Pankratz running back the other way for St. Mary's. Gets now between the circles now to a Coleman. Over on the wing to Sybil. Back to Coleman. Lobs it inside to Hupp. Sidney Hupp driving down the lane. Double team. Throws it out on the wing. Sybil for three. Shot is up there. Off the mark. No good. Battle for the rebound. Follow shot is up there. It's no good by Pankratz. Offensive rebound again by Hupp, and she is fouling the play. So three shots there at the hole for O'Neill St. Mary's. And a foul is finally called here on the Blue Hill Bobcats. That's going to be a non-shooting situation, so it's going to be O'Neill St. Mary's inbounding the ball, baseline right side, underneath their own basket. Eurico Hernandez-Peel back into the ball game now for Blue Hill. Going to the bench is going to be Hubble. Inbounds pass comes in to Sybil from the top of the key. A three-pointer thrown up there, no good. Another offensive rebound. Follow shot is up there. It's no good by Hupp. And a rebound finally taken down by Willicott. They had four chances at the basket there in that possession and could not convert. Mackenzie Willicott now with 6 seconds. Willicott gets it to Hafer, and she throws the ball out of bounds, trying to get it to the far sideline to Hernandez-Peel, and threw it into the Cardinals bench. So now St. Mary's has got 2.6 seconds here in this second quarter to bring the ball up to floor. They're trailing by 3 points, 18-15. The pass is deflected right back into the hands of Schneider. Shot no good, and that's the end of the first half of play. The Blue Hill Bobcats are 16 minutes away from a state championship berth in the finals tomorrow against the Dundee County Stratton. They've got the lead here over St. Mary's at halftime. It's Blue Hill 18, St. Mary's 15. You're listening to the Girls State Tournament on the Breeze.
Do you have a passion for athletics? Are you a former high school or college athlete looking for ways to stay involved? The Nebraska School Activities Association is asking you to grab a whistle. Officials are needed in every high school activity and are essential to the future of the game. Visit NSAAhome.org for more information. Grab a whistle and contact the NSAA to get registered.
Main Street Styles in Blue Hill is a full-service salon. Stop in today for a cut, color, makeup, waxing, or massage. Main Street Styles also has beautiful boutique items for sale, such as purses, jewelry, hats, scarves, and wallets. Mandy, Kelly, Piper, Katie, and Carly wish the Blue Hill Lady Bobcats and area teams the best of luck and thanks you for your business. Located at 542 West Gage in downtown Blue Hill, call 756-2887 to schedule an appointment. Call or stop in today at Main Street Styles in Blue Hill.
The South Central State Bank of Campbell, Franklin, Oxford, and Blue Hill is a full-service bank offering every banking service your family might need, including internet banking and bill pay. Log on to southcentralstatebank.com. Good luck, Bobcats, from the South Central State Bank, member FDIC.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of broadband internet, computer services, security systems, telephone systems, and more. Glenwood is set apart from other providers with their 97% exceptional customer satisfaction service. Friend Glenwood on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Basketball here today on The Breeze, KLIQ 94.5, Blue Hill out on top of St. Mary's here at the break. The score is 18-15. Blue Hill has went toe-to-toe with this team all half long. Well, in fact, the Bobcats have led it most of the way. We had a seesaw battle in the first quarter to play. St. Mary's had a 10-9 lead after one, but then Blue Hill came back to grab an 11-10 advantage. In the second quarter, they went up 13-12. Blue Hill stretched the lead to 18-13. And right now, it's an 18-15 ball game. The Bobcats surprising top-seeded St. Mary's here in the first half by 3 points. We'll get to some halftime numbers here as far as scoring is concerned for St. Mary's today. Addie Wetzel, she has got 3 points in the ball game on a field goal, and she is 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. Riley Sybil, she has got a three-pointer for 3 points, her only score in the ball game after she scored 22 in their win yesterday over Friend. Bridget Schneider has got a field goal for 2. Taylor Coleman has got a field goal for 2. Sydney Hupp, a field goal for 2. And then Alejandra Kirstenbrock has got a three-pointer for 3 points. So they got 3 girls with 3 points, and they got 3 girls with 2 points, and that's been the extent of their scoring so far here in this first half of play for the Cardinals of St. Mary's. Blue Hill, they've got to 4 people that have scored so far. Lene Komatcher, she has got 6 points in the ball game on 2 threes. We've got Mackenzie Willicott with a couple of field goals, and she's 1 out of 1 from the free throw line for 5. Adrienne Lipker has got a couple of field goals, and she is 1 out of 2 from the free throw line for 5 points. And Kenzie Hubble has got a field goal. She is 0 out of 2 from the free throw line for 2 points. Blue Hill, 2 out of 5 from the stripe in the first half. St. Mary's just 1 out of 2. That's the Bobcats with the lead here at halftime, 18-15 over St. Mary's. Checking the shooting numbers here in the ball game thus far, St. Mary's is 6 out of 24 from the field, 25%. Blue Hill is 7 out of 22 for 32%. On three-pointers, St. Mary's is 2 out of 5 for 40%. Blue Hill is 2 out of 4 for 50%. Rebounds, St. Mary's has got 18. Blue Hill has got 13. St. Mary's has got 7 offensive rebounds and 11 on defense. Blue Hill has got 3 offensive rebounds and 10 on defense. Turnovers, St. Mary's, they've got 10 here in the first half of play. Blue Hill has been charged with 9 turnovers. St. Mary's has got 4 steals. Blue Hill has got 4 steals. And let's see, St. Mary's has recorded 1 block shot in the ball game. Blue Hill also with 1 block shot. So the Blue Hill Bobcats in a dogfight here today with St. Mary's. The Cardinals, the top-seeded team, the number 1 ranked team in the state of Nebraska. In Class D1, it's an 18-15 ball game. Blue Hill has got the lead here in halftime. You're listening to high school basketball action here today on The Breeze, KLIQ 94.5, brought to you in part by Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters located in Hastings, and also by Mary Lanning Healthcare, celebrating 100 years of inspired care. We'll have more at halftime. You're listening to high school basketball on The Breeze.
Whether you're talking sports or farming, one thing is the same. You need power. Think Husker Power Products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines customized to your needs. When you require irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power Products. Your provider of GM-powered natural gas and LP high-efficiency irrigation engines and fuel-efficient Isuzu diesel engines. Call 402-463-1531 for Husker Power Products of Hastings, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters.
So where can growers turn for the latest weather, market updates, and agronomy information to help get the most out of every acre? Easy. Pioneer.com and mobilepioneer.com on their smartphone. Access to product information, performance results, and world-class agronomic knowledge. Anytime, anywhere. Find the best solutions online at pioneer.com. For more information, call your Pioneer sales professional, Craig Weegis. Science with service, delivering success.
Yeah. New Beginnings Preschool in Blue Hill has been in business for over 10 years, helping your children grow and learn. At New Beginnings, your 4- and 5-year-olds will enjoy a warm and nurturing atmosphere filled with social and academic activities. Licensed and certified teacher and owner Sharon Kruger invites you in for a look around. They're located at 533 West Gage, or call 756-3624 for more information. Best of luck to the Bobcats from New Beginnings Preschool in Blue Hill.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And we're back here at halftime on the Allen Superstore Halftime Show on the Breeze. Get more for your dollar when you shop at locally owned Allen Superstore. The You Get More Superstore located in West 2nd Street in Hastings. Again, action so far the second day of the Girls St. High School Basketball Tournament here in Lincoln. Class D1, Dundee County Stratton beating Howells Dodge in the first ball game here at the Sports Center, 58-48. So they'll play the winner of this ball game tomorrow morning at 9 for the title at Pinnacle Bank. Class C1 this morning, it was Pierce over Lincoln Christian, 45-40. They will play the winner going on now over at Pinnacle Bank. Game between Kearney Catholic and Norfolk Catholic. And Kearney Catholic has got the lead at halftime. The score is 28-14, so the Stars looking to get into the championship ball game tomorrow at 11. The other semifinal games in Class A tonight will pit Norfolk up against Bellevue West. That'll be at 7 o'clock over at Pinnacle Bank Arena. The other game at Westside against Lincoln Northeast. Northeast, the team to beat Kearney last night, 58-52. Class B semifinals will be played this afternoon at Pinnacle Bank Arena. It'll be Omaha Gross against Pius at 2 today. York against Norris at 3:45. Norris knocked off Hastings High last night, 46-32. Told you about Class C1, Pierce already winning. Kearney Catholic leading at halftime. Class C2, some good battles going on tonight here at the Sports Center. Crofton will play Guardian Angels Central Catholic at 7 o'clock tonight, followed by Hastings St. Cecilia and Sutton. A rematch from a regular season game won by Sutton right around the Christmas time. So they'll play tonight at 8:45. We'll have that game for you on 12:30 a.m. KHIS and also on Classic Hits 98.9. KKPR coming up at 8:45 tonight. Should be on there with a pregame show if we run on time, right around 8:30. Class D1, we told you about Dundee County Stratton picking up a win. Blue Hill with a lead here over St. Mary's at halftime. And in Class D2, that's going to go on at this afternoon. In fact, right after this game, Stewart will play Fall City Sacred Heart at 2 today. Sandhills Thetford against Wynot in the 3:45 matchup. Sandhills Thetford knocked off Giltner yesterday by a score of 48-34. And you're listening to the Allen Superstore Halftime Show here on 1230 KHIS. The big story out of day number one had to be the win for Norfolk in Class A over Omaha Benson. The Bunnies came in, the defending champs. They were 26-0 on the season this year. Norfolk came in as the number 8 seed in Class A. They were 13-12 in the season, and they beat Omaha Benson yesterday by a score of 46-37. Well, tonight's seeds, or I should say this morning's, we're still in the morning here. This morning's Seed to Success is brought to you by your Pioneer seed representative, Craig Weegis. Pioneer knows more about field conditions with top-yielding Pioneer's brand soybeans. With Craig Weegis, your Pioneer seed dealer, delivering success. Obviously, the inside game for Blue Hill is going to be key here in this second half of play. They've been getting the ball inside to Lipker. Also, Willicott has been doing some scoring. Willicott's going to have to get to the rim here in the second half of play. And the Bobcats are going to have to knock down some shots from the outside. We've seen Kenzie Hubble already hit one from outside. Lene Kometscher's in a couple of three-pointers. That will have to continue here in the second half of play. I think Blue Hill just needs to do exactly what they did in the first half of play. They have slowed St. Mary's down to like a snail's pace compared to what we saw yesterday in that ball game against Fram. They're getting the things done, one shot and out basically for St. Mary's throughout much of this first half of play. That's going to have to continue here in the second half if Blue Hill wants to hang on and gain a state tournament berth tomorrow in the state championship ball game against the Dundee County Stratton. Those are your keys to success, the seeds to success, brought to you by Craig Weegis. We've got the second half coming up. You're listening to high school basketball on the Breeze.
For all your auto body needs, see Jordaning Body Shop in Blue Hill. Jordaning Body Shop takes the hassle out of getting your car fixed after an accident. They do complete body work as well as glass installation, and insurance jobs are welcome. Whether it's a small ding or a major fender bender, let Jordaning Body Shop take care of it. 414 West Saline in Blue Hill. Jordaning Body Shop, wishing the Blue Hill Bobcats good luck.
The South Central State Bank of Campbell, Franklin, Oxford, and Blue Hill is a full-service bank offering every banking service your family might need, including internet banking and bill pay. Log on to southcentralstatebank.com. Good luck, Bobcats, from the South Central State Bank, member FDIC.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of broadband internet, computer services, security systems, telephone systems, and more. Glenwood is set apart from other providers with their 97% exceptional customer satisfaction service. Friend Glenwood on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Up here on the Breeze, Blue Hill has got the lead over top-seeded St. Mary's. The score is 18-15. As we start the third quarter, they play things in right in front of us here, and St. Mary's will shoot to our basket to our left. Here in this second half of play, this is Coleman with the ball. Entry pass inside to Sidney Hump. Bounce pass goes down in the corner. They get it to Schneider. Now back inside the lane. A shot is put up there by Hump. That's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Blue Hill. Lene Kometscher grabs the rebound for the Bobcats. So Blue Hill with the opening possession here in this third quarter as they come into the offensive zone. Lene Kometscher lobs it out to Willicott at the top of the key. Over on the left side, that's Hernandez Peel with the ball. Hernandez Peel, bounce pass goes to Hubble inside the free throw circle. Bounce pass again goes over on the wing on the right side to Mackenzie Willicott. Inside the free throw circle to Kometscher. Kicks it out here to Hubble for three. Shot good. A three-pointer by Kinsey Hubble from the far sideline. Hubble now with 5 points in the ball game. Blue Hill now has a 5-point lead at 20-15. There's a shot taken in the lane that's going to be no good. An offensive foul is going to go on Addie Wetzel and a rebound. Wetzel misses the shot and then commits the personal foul on the rebound. That's going to be her first. And that's going to be team foul number one on St. Mary's here in the second half of play. So Wetzel picks up the personal. And now we got pressure by St. Mary's here in backcourt. Kometscher just dribbles between a couple of defenders. Gets the ball to Lipker. Now here to Lene Kometscher still in backcourt. Finally gets it across the 10-second line at about a count of eight. And now we got a foul called here right in front of the Blue Hill bench. That's going to go on, let's see, it looks like Riley Sybil picking up the personal foul. That's going to be her second. Team foul number two on the St. Mary's here in this second half of play. Blue Hill will play things in. Bobcats have got the lead here in the semifinals. It is 20-15. There's Lipker with the ball, toes right at the top of the three-point circle. Comes over to Kenzie Hubble on the wing. Her pass can be deflected, but it's picked up here by Willicott. Down low. Gets it back out to Hubble. 4-3. Shot is up there. It's off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to St. Mary's Annie Wetzel, and she has it knocked out of her hands there by Hernandez Peel. Out of bounds, so they'll play things in. 6 minutes and 33 seconds to play in the third quarter. Blue Hill hanging on to the lead here, 20-15. They have really slowed down this as St. Mary's offense here this afternoon. Schneider with the ball over on the wing to Taylor Coleman. Top of the key now to Schneider. Lobs the ball down low. It's intercepted. Intercepted by Eurico Hernandez-Peel. That's the 11th turnover already on St. Mary's here in the ballgame. Blue Hill has got the ball back the other way. Kenzie Hubble into the offensive zone. Bounce pass to Willicott. Top of the key. Moves it over to Hernandez-Peel. Free throw line extended left side. Picked up by Bridget Schneider. Top of the key to Kometscher for three. A shot's going to be blocked, but a foul is going to be called. Riley Sybil picking up the personal foul there for the Cardinals. And Lene Kometscher, I think, was in three-point territory. Yes, she was. She was right at the top of the arc, and they give her three shots here. So Kometscher, who was 6 out of 6 from the free throw line yesterday, will go to the line for the first time this afternoon. Her shot is up there and in. Lene Kometscher will get a couple of more, and Blue Hill has got the lead over St. Mary's by a score of 21-15. Kometscher's second shot is up there. It's going to be good. They just give him two instead of three, so her foot was on the line. They only give her two shots here, so that makes the score a 22-15 ball game. There's a shot up there. It's going to be up and in. Sydney Hupp scoring there. She works it down low, and it's now a 22-17 ball game. Blue Hill has got the lead. Willicott has got the ball for the Bobcats. Comes to the near side on the dribble now. Gets it in the offensive zone, and the ball is deflected out of her hands here by Sybil. Willa Cott will play things in right in front of the scores table here on the near sideline. 5 minutes and 35 seconds to play in the third. Blue Hill 22, St. Mary's 17. Bobcats have the ball. Kinsey Hubble has got it out here. Picked up out there by Tyler Coleman. Or Taylor Coleman, as he worked the ball down in the baseline. His shot is up there, no good by Kometcher. It's partially deflected. It goes out of bounds. And it's going to be Blue Hill basketball. So Blue Hill will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. 5:22 to play in the third. 22-17. Blue Hill has got the lead. They played it, and again, it's lost out of bounds by Willicott. Hubble trying to play it into Willicott. She grabs it, and it goes ricocheting off of her fingertips out of bounds. Turnover number 10 in the ball game for Blue Hill. St. Mary's has got 11. There's Bridget Schneider coming back with the ball now for St. Mary's as she trots it across the 10-second line. Bridget Schneider moves it down in the corner to Taylor Coleman. Entry pass inside. They get it to Huff down low. She's surrounded by Bobcats, and a foul is going to be called. Blue Hill collapsing on her, and Kinsey Hubble picks up the personal foul. Hubble picks up her third. So Hubble now with three fouls here in the third quarter. Non-shooting situation, so Bridget Schneider will inbound the ball here for St. Mary's. They move it down in the corner to Coleman. Her pass out on top is intercepted. Intercepted by Hubble. She takes off. She drives. Her shot no good. Rebound is swatted out of bounds, and it was last touch there by St. Mary's. So Hubble coming back. Misses the driving layup, but Blue Hill gets the ball back here as it was swatted out of bounds by St. Mary's. 5 minutes to play. We played 3 minutes here in the third quarter. Blue Hill still out on top of St. Mary's. The score is 22-17. The winner plays tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock against undefeated Dundee County Stratton. There's a pass into the lane to Willicott. It's deflected away and it's picked up here by St. Mary's down the far sideline. Sybil has got the ball. Riley Sybil comes out to a Schneider. Dribble penetration. She throws it down low, deflected away, but Blumenstock picks her back up. Down to Riley Sybil. Back outside down to Bridget Schneider. Rainbow pass comes to the near side to Coleman. Drives the ball into the lane. Her shot is up there and it's no good, but she's fouling the play. And that goes on Hubble. That's going to be number four on her, and that's going to be the case. That is not good news for Blue Hill. So Kinsey Hubble just picked up her fourth personal foul, and we are in the third quarter with 4 minutes and 39 seconds to play. Not good news for the Bobcats' fortunes. Shot from the free throw line by Taylor Coleman is going to be no good. And now it's going to be Hubble going out. Coming into the ball game is going to be Sydney Strasburg. So Blue Hill will go with a taller lineup with Strasburg and Lipker both in there, but they're going to be much slower now with this group on the floor. Taylor Coleman will have another free throw. It's up there, and the shot is going to be no good. She misses a pair, and the rebound comes down to Lene Kometcher, and a foul is going to be called. So Kometcher is fouled in the play. That's only the 14th foul on St. Mary's here in the second half of play. It'll be Blue Hill playing the ball in here in backcourt. St. Mary's will apply some pressure. Lipker comes over here to Lene Kometcher. Kometcher's going to have to pick up the load now with a Hubble on the bench with four personal fouls. Willicott shoves off there, gets away with that. And now we've got a double dribble violation on Mackenzie Willicott running in front of head coach Steve Streff over there for Blue Hill. Or Tim Streff. I know it's Steve Streff. It's just not the coach of Blue Hill. There's a shot from the free throw line. It's going to be no good by Bridget Schneider. And the rebound comes down here to Blue Hill coming back the other way. So the Bobcats have a five-point lead, 22-17. 4 minutes and 10 seconds to play. Here's Lipker inside the free throw circle. Lipker comes over to a Willicott on the wing on the right side. Comes out here to Hernandez Peel at the free throw line. Down to Lipker on the wing on the left side. Two-handed pass comes to Kometcher inside the free throw circle. A shot is up there and in. Renee Kometcher now with 10 points in the ball game, and Blue Hill is leading by 7 points, 24-17. Bobcats stay in the zone. Cross-court pass goes over to Sybil. Takes it down to the baseline. Steps outside to beyond the three-point circle. Out to Schneider. Down low now to Blumenstock. Her shot is up there and in. Hattie Blumenstock heading the field goal for the first time here today. 24-19 now. The Bobcats with a five-point lead. Pass is deflected. Back out of bounds and lost off of the fingertips of Lipker. A backcourt turnover for Blue Hill. That is their 13th of the ball game. And now the Cardinals starting to feel the most switch sides here. St. Mary's will play things in. Out on top of the ball, Sybil drives it down the lane. She banks one home. Riley Sybil scoring there. She got 5 points in the ball game. It's 24-21 now. Blue Hill with a three-point lead. The Bobcats want to call a timeout. They can't get it as they take it down the far sideline. The ball deflected out of bounds. out of Willicott's hands. And now Tim Streff finally gets the timeout here for Blue Hill. So the Bobcats call the timeout. 3 minutes and 15 seconds to play. Here in the third quarter, we'll take a break with a score. Blue Hill 24, St. Mary's 21.
Hi, I'm Ron Carmazine, owner and pharmacist at Ron's Pharmacy in Blue Hill. We've been your full-service neighborhood pharmacy for over 37 years. We are committed to working with you and your healthcare providers to give you the best personalized care. You can pick up a gift or a greeting card for your loved ones from our wide selection. Ron's Pharmacy offers local deliveries for the convenience of our patients. Locally owned, locally operated, locally loved, Ron's Pharmacy.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back to the Husker Power Products broadcast booth, powered by natural gas and diesel irrigation engines from Husker Power Products of Hastings. Later on tonight, we'll have Hastings St. Cecilia against Sutton. That game will air on 1230 KHAS and also on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR. Ronnie Catholic has now got the lead over Norfolk Catholic in the other game going on right now in this time slot. Ronnie Catholic with a lead over Norfolk Catholic. The score is 38-18. That game's going on in Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR. This morning, the Stars looking to get into the state championship ball game at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning. They would play Pierce. Winner of this game will also move into the state championship ball game tomorrow against Dundee County Stratton. That'll be at 9 o'clock, the first game down at Pinnacle Bank Arena tomorrow. 24-21, Bobcats have got the lead. Blue Hill with the ball, but they have it deflected away, and it's picked up here by Hupp. Long pass down to Ford. Snyder drives, a shot over Willicott. Good. Bridget Snyder scoring. And now St. Mary's is back within 1 point, 24-23. Bobcats inbounding the ball back here. Kometscher has got it down the near sideline. Still in backcourt. A pass is going to be tipped away from Willicott. It's loose. It's picked up by Hupp. She drives the ball down the right side of the lane. Shot good. St. Mary's has got the lead. 25-24. This is all happening, remember, with Kenzie Hubble on the bench with four personal fouls. Picked up four midway through the third quarter, and all of a sudden the Cardinals have got the lead 25-24. Now we got a foul called. Bridget Snyder for St. Mary's trying to deflect the ball away again off of the inbound. Picks up the personal foul. Blue Hill had a 7-point lead back through at 24-17. It's now 25-24. So an 8-0 run here for the Cardinals of St. Mary's, and now the top-ranked team, the number one-seeded team, has got the lead over Blue Hill. Bobcats have the ball. Lene Kometscher dribbles to the far sideline against Riley Sybil. Kometscher moves it down in the corner. Now reversing the ball, comes out here to Lipker. Lipker holding the ball out here in three-point territory, dribbles once. There's a pass that's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Taylor Coleman as he drives her back the other way. Shot up there, no good, but Lipker commits the personal foul. They both go tumbling out of bounds, but Lipker picks up the personal foul here for Blue Hill. That's going to be your second. And that's going to send St. Mary's to the free throw line. Taylor Coleman will toe the mark here. She is 0 out of 2 from the line so far in this ball game. And now head coach Tim Streff again wants to burn a timeout here for the Blue Hill Bobcats. 1 minute, 57 seconds to play here in the third quarter. We'll take a break with the score. St. Mary's 25, Blue Hill 24.
Great views of the world come in many shapes and sizes. Visit Century Lumber in Blue Hill and you'll see just how many. With expert knowledge, experienced staff, and large selection of Marvin windows and doors, you'll surely find the item that fits your budget and style. Just bring in your ideas, then let them lead you from product selection to choosing materials to installation. With Century Lumber in Blue Hill and Marvin, you can't go wrong. So browse the showroom today and think of the possibilities. Century Lumber and Hardware in Blue Hill.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Scoreboard update brought to you by Furniture Direct of Hastings, located on South Burlington, just south of the Sonic Drive-In and on the net at furnituredirecthastings.net. First ball game here today was won by Dundee County Stratton over Howells Dodge, 58-48. Pierce over Lincoln Christian, 45-40. Norfolk Catholic is trailing Kearney Catholic, 38-18 in the second half of play. And now Blue Hill trailing St. Mary's 25-24 with a minute and 57 seconds to play in the third quarter. Your scoreboard update brought to you by Furniture Direct of Hastings. Shot from the free throw line is up there. No good by Taylor Coleman. She is now 0 out of 3 from the stripe in this ball game today. So the Cardinals now have a 1-point lead over the Bobcats, 25-24. Taylor Coleman, one more. Shot is out there. Shot good. 26-24. So a 9-0 run now for St. Mary's over Blue Hill here in the third quarter after Kenzie Hubble went down with her fourth personal foul. She's on the bench. Willicott now brings the ball up, gets it into the offensive zone here for Blue Hill. Comes to the near sideline. Willicott is double teamed. Willicott falls down with the ball. It's going to be picked up here. Now we got a foul called. Lindsay Hafer picks up the ball, but we got a personal foul called here on the St. Mary's. That's going to be the sixth team foul on St. Mary's here in the second half of play. That should be number six. They chalk it up on the board. It'll be Hafer inbounding the ball here for Blue Hill. So the Bobcats will set up, try to break a long dry spell here in this third quarter. Lindsay Hafer at the top of the key over to Willicott on the wing. Mackenzie Willicott looking, finally lobs it inside to Strasburg. Shot is up there. She misses the easy one. And the rebound comes down here to the Cardinals. Sydney Strasburg misses an easy one. There's St. Mary's coming back. That's Hupp driving the baseline. Dumps it off in the lane. A shot by Wetzel is up and in. Addie Wetzel scoring there for St. Mary's. She's now got 5 points in the ball game. 28-24 is the score. And 11-0 run now for the Cardinals of St. Mary's. We got a minute and 2 seconds to play here in this one. We're in the third quarter. Mackenzie Willicott out here in the three-point territory. Willicott looking. Now to Kometscher, and she's going to be fouled in the play here. Sybil picks up the personal foul. That's going to be number three on her. That's going to be the 17th foul. And now they're going to shoot some free throws as the officials finally realize that. So we're going to have a 1-1. Going to the free throw line for Blue Hill is going to be Lene Kometscher. She's got 8 points in the ball game so far. She is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. As we're trying to break a long scoring drought here for the Bobcats. They had the lead back there at 24-17. It's now 28-24. St. Mary's has got the lead. Kometscher eyes the bucket. She's a 75% foul shooter in the season. Her shot is up there. No good. And the rebound comes down here to St. Mary's. Tracy Chavala, who's back into the ball game. Down to Taylor Coleman as they hustle back into the forecourt. Feeds it here on the near sideline to Hedstrom, who's back into the ballgame. To Blumenstock, that second unit is in there now for St. Mary's. Coleman at the top of the key. Moves over here on the left side. That's going to be a Hedstrom with the ball. Now to Coleman again, top of the circle. To Hedstrom, bombs away for three. She misses the shot, no good. Down for the rebound, and a foul is going to be called. It's going to go on St. Mary's. It's going to go on to Hattie Blumenstock. That's going to be her first personal foul. Team foul number 8. Called on the Cardinals here in the second half of play. Willicott is a little shaken up as she gets to her feet here. And she was chopped down in the lane there. And it's going to be Willicott going to the free throw line. She's shaking her right hand as he comes to the free throw line now for Blue Hill. She's got 5 points in the ball game, a couple of field goals, and she's 1 out of 1 from the line. Her shot is up there, and the shot is good. Willicott is knocked down after she hits the free throw by Taylor Coleman. She was backing up, and Coleman knocked her down. Willicott will have another shot here. It's up there, and it's missed this time, and the rebound comes down to a Hedstrom. So it's a 28-25 ball game. St. Mary's has got the lead with 19 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Cardinals will work for the final shot here. Kirsten Brock has got the ball out here in three-point territory. Alejandra Kirsten Brock gets it out to Taylor Coleman. 7 seconds, dribbles to the top of the key. Kirsten Brock moves it down in the corner to Hedstrom. Back out on top to Coleman. Drives it on the right side of the lane. Dumps it off in the paint. And it's going to be deflected away. And time expires here in this third quarter. But St. Mary's has come back to grab the lead over Blue Hill. As Blue Hill gets outscored there in the quarter by a margin of 13-7. And St. Mary's has got the lead heading into the fourth and final quarter. St. Mary's 28, Blue Hill 25.
Thramer's Food Center is located in downtown Blue Hill. At Thramer's, they take pride in their fresh meat produce and their fast, friendly hometown service. Stop in for their daily lunch specials, some home fried chicken, or any of their delicious deli items. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Saturdays, 8 to 5:30. Good luck, Bobcats, from Tim and Deb and the crew at Thramer's Food Center in Blue Hill.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of broadband internet, computer services, security systems, telephone systems, and more. Glenwood is set apart from other providers with their 97% exceptional customer satisfaction service. Friend Glenwood on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net.
The South Central State Bank of Campbell, Franklin, Oxford, and Blue Hill is a full-service bank offering every banking service your family might need, including internet banking and bill pay. Log on to southcentralstatebank.com. Good luck, Bobcats, from the South Central State Bank, member FDIC.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, they close that third quarter on an 11-1 run. They've got the lead now 28-25, and Blue Hill turns the ball over on their opening possession in the fourth quarter. Kenzie Hubble back into the ballgame now for Blue Hill. She's whistled for the traveling violation out here in three-point territory. So Hubble will play with four personal fouls. Blue Hill will stay in his zone defense. Hubble is on top there of the zone as they try to protect her. St. Mary's going on that run with her on the bench, and there's a shot off of the baseline. No good by Sydney Hupp, and we got a foul called on the Bobcats. That's going to go on Lipker. That's going to be her third. So the third foul on Adrian Lipker. And going to the free throw line will be Sydney Hupp now for St. Mary's. She's got three field goals and 6 points in the ball game. Her first free throw of the day is up there and in. Sydney Hupp had 19 points yesterday as St. Mary's beat Friend in a high-scoring affair, 75-73. Next shot is up there by Hupp. It's good. Blue Hill's done a great job slowing down the St. Mary's offense here this afternoon. But the Bobcats, they've gone into kind of a funk offensively here in the past several minutes. 30-25 is the score now. St. Mary's has got the lead over Blue Hill. There's a shot by Willicott in the lane. It's up there and in. Mackenzie Willicott getting to the rim there and scoring. She's got 8 points in the ballgame, 30-27. Sydney Hupp with the ball down low. Comes out here to Coleman. Down to the top of the key, Bridget Schneider. To Coleman, open for three. Takes the shot up there. It's off of the iron. No good. Schneider with a rebound. Dumps it off inside. A shot up there by Wetzel. No good, and she's fouling the play. So some offensive boards there for St. Mary's. And now Wetzel is going to go to the free throw line. Personal foul is going to go on Lipker. That's going to be her fourth personal foul. So now Lipker with four. Hubble has got four. Going to the free throw line will be Addie Wetzel now. The shot is up there and in. She's now two out of three from the free throw line. 6 points. Strasburg comes back into the ball game now. Lipker will come to the bench. Lipker still nursing a sore leg. In fact, she's been nursing that the past 3 weeks of the regular season. In addition to the state tournament, she goes limping off the floor now with four personal fouls. Second free throw is up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Blue Hill, so it's a 31-27 ball game. Now Hubble has the ball stolen away. Into the forecourt now to Hupp. Driving, shooting, and missing is no good. We got a foul called. Riley Sybil will go to the free throw line. That's turnover number 16 in the ball game for Blue Hill. Sybil going to the free throw line here for St. Mary's. She got 5 points in the ball game thus far. She scored 22 yesterday. Shot from the free throw line is up there off of the right side. No good. Sybil, we got one more. St. Mary's, the number one seeded team here in the state tournament. Number one in the state in the Class D1, according to the Metro newspapers. Being tested here as Blue Hill has gone toe-to-toe with this team. 31-27 is the score. Sybil's next free throw is up there. It's around the rim. Falls off. No good. Rebound comes down to Willicott. Mackenzie Willicott down the left sideline now for a Blue Hill. Hands it away. That's going to be Lene Kometscher, who gives it to a Hubble. Hubble moves to the far side. Now to Willicott. Takes it into the paint. Now to Kometscher. Top of the key. Drives it down the lane. Running one-handers off of the right side. No good. It's out of bounds on the rebound. It's going to be St. Mary's ball. High school basketball in the Breeze today brought to you by Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters in Hastings, and by Mary Lanning Healthcare, celebrating 100 years of inspired care. 31-27. Blue Hill is down by 4 points. St. Mary's has got the ball on their offensive end. This is Schneider with the ball. Dumps it off inside. Tipped away from Coleman and is picked up by Blue Hill. Turnover number 13 in the ball game now for St. Mary's. Here comes Lay Kometscher back into the forecourt. They give it to Willicott down in the corner. Down to Kometscher again. Down in the corner on the left side. She wants to change places. He dribbles out here in the three-point territory. Hands it away to Hubble. Hands it away to Mackenzie Willicott. Down to Kometscher, top of the key. Bounce pass goes to the far side. Hubble to Kometscher. Shot's going to be blocked down. Ball is recovered here by Chavala, and a foul is going to be called in backcourt. Shot was blocked down. Chavala got the ball back, but a foul is going to be called here on the Blue Hill Bobcats. Now we're going to have some free throws coming up by Tracy Chavala. So Chavala will go to the free throw line. She has not scored so far here in this basketball game. Had 10 points in the contest yesterday. And her win over Friend. Her shot is up there, and the shot is going to be no good. Misses the front end of the 1-1, but another offensive rebound. Coleman, she sends a pass inside. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Willicott. She drives, shoots, and scores. Mackenzie Willicott got the interception and the score on the other end. She's got 10 points in the ballgame. 31-29, Blue Hill down by 2 points. 5:43 to play in the ballgame. Coleman with the ball down in the corner. Blumenstock, air ball, no good. Rebound comes down here to Willicott. Mackenzie Willicott gives the ball away now to Lene Kometscher. Blue Hill is down by 2 points here in the semifinals in Class D1. Lene Kometscher, free throw line extended left side, looking, bounce pass, they get it to Strasburg. Nearly tied up in the play, and then she throws the ball out of bounds. Was it tipped out? Yes, it was. Rally Sybil tipping the ball out there for St. Mary's. Blue Hill will play things in off of the far sideline. 5 minutes and 20 seconds to play here in the Class D1 semifinals here today. 31-29, the Cardinals have the lead over the Blue Hill Bobcats, trying to pull off the upset here in the state tournament field. Here's Willicott at the free throw line, takes it down the lane, her shot no good, but she's hacked to the arm. And Willicott will go to the free throw line now for Blue Hill. The foul's going to go on Wessel. That's going to be your second, actually your third personal foul. And going to the free throw line for Blue Hill is going to be Willicott. Her shot is up there and is good. Mackenzie Willicott now 3 out of 4 from the free throw line today. She's got 11 points in the ball game, half of what she scored yesterday in that contest against Fullerton. Mackenzie Willicott's next shot is up there. That one is good. And the Bobcats have tied the score here in the fourth quarter of play. We're tied up at 31 points apiece. As we approach the 5 minute mark, there's a ball deflected away. It's picked up by Bridget Schneider. To the far sideline to Sybil. Back out to Schneider. Back to Sybil on the far side. Three pointers put up there. It's off of the mark. No good. Bound for the rebound. It goes out of bounds. Last touch there by St. Mary's. Sydney Hupp deflects the ball out of bounds. And now St. Mary's will apply some backcourt pressure back here. Blue Hill will play things in. Kometscher gets the ball to Lipker. She'll dribble here up the floor, down the near sideline. They get it to Kenzie Hubble. Across the 10-second line, the ball is going to be tipped away. As picked up by St. Mary's. Coming back the other way as Brittany Schneider gets the ball ahead to Sybil. Stops and pops her shot good. Rally Sybil, she scores. She's got 7 points in the ball game. And it's now 33-31. Ball got away there. The officials chase it down. Blue Hill will look to play things in. They do. Lipker will get things in to the far side to Lene Kometscher. Now to Lipker. She continues to limp her way up the floor here. She continues to nurse that bad wheel here today. Eureka Hernandez peel the ball down to a Kometscher. Kometscher, bounce pass goes to a Lipker. Lipker holds it out here in 3-point territory. Dribbles to the top of the key. Moves it over on the right side here. That's going to be a Kenzie Hubble with the ball. Takes it inside the free throw circle. Now to Kometscher. Dribbles left to right across the top of the key. Now gets it to Willicott. Her shot is up there and in. Mackenzie Willicott scoring. She's got 14 points in the ball game, and Blue Hill is tied to score at 33 points apiece. Now with 3 minutes and 50 seconds to play here in regulation. Here on the near sideline, they move it down on the baseline. There's a shot up there and in, a little 10-footer. Addie Wetzel scoring there for St. Mary's off of the left baseline from 10 feet away. 35-33, St. Mary's with a 2-point lead. Blue Hill has got the basketball. Lipker gets into the 10-second line to Kometscher. She's double-teamed. Kometscher stops, gets it over to Lipker on the far side. Lipker brings it back to a Kometscher. 3:26 to play in the ball game. Blue Hill is down by 2 points, 35-33. Willicott down the lane. Shot good, and she's fouled. Willicott takes it to the hole, and she is fouled in the play. And she'll go to the free throw line to try to make this a 3-point play. A personal foul is whistled there on Emily Pankratz of St. Mary's. That's going to be her first personal foul. And now St. Mary's wants to call a timeout. Their head coach, Tracy Berg, wants to call a timeout here. 3 minutes and 20 seconds to play in regulation. We'll take a break with a score of Blue Hill 35, St. Mary's 35.
Main Street Styles in Blue Hill is a full-service salon. Stop in today for a cut, color, makeup, waxing, or massage. Main Street Styles also has beautiful boutique items for sale, such as purses, jewelry, hats, scarves, and wallets. Mandy, Kelly, Piper, Katie, and Carly wish the Blue Hill Lady Bobcats and area teams the best of luck and thanks you for your business. Located at 542 West Gage in downtown Blue Hill, call 756-2887 to schedule an appointment. Call or stop in today at Main Street Styles in Blue Hill.
The Breeze, 94.5.
High school basketball action here on The Breeze, KOIQ 94.5. Brought to you in part by Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters in Hastings, and by Mary Lang Healthcare, celebrating 100 years of inspired care. The Blue Hill Bobcats, they have won 21 games in a row coming into this basketball game here today. They got just two losses this season. That was back there way early when they lost to Superior 40-33 and lost to Hastings St. Cecilia 55-42. They won 20 straight games, picked up a win yesterday over Fullerton in the opening round of the state tournament, 61-46. That was their first state tournament victory in tournament history. 35-35 was the score. Blue Hill is tied up here with St. Mary's. Free throws up there and in by Willicott. And that gives Blue Hill the lead. 36-35 with 3 minutes and 17 seconds to play. St. Mary's comes back with the ball. There's a Hup with it. Drops it down low. A shot there by Wetzel. It's going to be no good. Offensive rebound. Pankratz comes up with the offensive rebound. Sends it out to Schneider. Now to Pankratz for three. Shot is up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Willicott. Mackenzie Willicott, 2-on-2, takes it to the hole. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. But a traveling violation is calling Willicott. A whistle, and Willicott is hit with a traveling violation. That's going to be turnover number 19 of the ball game for Blue Hill. The Bobcats have done an amazing job slowing down this high-octane offense for St. Mary's. I'll grant you there was not 5% of the people in the arena today that gave Blue Hill a chance to win this ball game. The Bobcats have the lead, 36-35 over St. Mary's, the number one ranked team in the state in Class D1, the number one seed here in the state tournament field. Sybil has got the ball on the far sideline to Schneider. Down in the corner, Sybil for three. Yes. Rally Sybil getting a three-pointer from the deep right corner. She had 22 yesterday. She's got 10 today. And that gives St. Mary's a 38-36 advantage now with 2 minutes and 25 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. Willicott's got the ball now to Kometscher. Down to Akinzie Hubble. Out to Kometscher. Top of the key. Right side now. Eurico Hernandez-Peel having problems with the ball. We've got a jump ball call, and the arrow is pointing in favor of St. Mary's. A jump ball is called. St. Mary's will get the ball on the alternating jump. And now it's going to be St. Mary's coming back with the ball. 2 minutes and 13 seconds to play in the game. St. Mary's 38, Blue Hill 36. There's Bridget Schneider with the ball. Schneider to the high right side to rally Sybil. Sybil backs up now near the 10-second line. Blue Hill will have to extend out this defense to kind of force the action here. Bridget Schneider with the ball. Schneider comes over here on the left side. St. Mary's just going to spread the floor right now. Sybil has got it out here in the three-point territory. Now we got a timeout called again from Tracy Berg, the head coach of the St. Mary's Cardinals. A timeout, buck 47 left here in the fourth quarter. We'll take a break with a score. St. Mary's 38, Blue Hill 36.
For all your auto body needs, see Jordaning Body Shop in Blue Hill. Jordaning Body Shop takes the hassle out of getting your car fixed after an accident. They do complete body work as well as glass installation, and insurance jobs are welcome. Whether it's a small ding or a major fender bender, let Jordaning Body Shop take care of it. 414 West Saline in Blue Hill. Jordaning Body Shop, wishing the Blue Hill Bobcats good luck.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, a score in from Pinnacle Bank here today. Kearney Catholic destroys Norfolk Catholic. The score is 61-26. Kearney Catholic wins over Norfolk Catholic 61-26. So Kearney Catholic will play Pierce for the state championship tomorrow morning at 11. And a reminder, we'll have all six state championship games for you tomorrow on ESPN 1550 KICS and ESPN 1460 KXPN. The only radio station in the state of Nebraska providing live play-by-play coverage of all six state championship games. We'll have them for you tomorrow on our ESPN Superstation. Gets underway at 9 o'clock tomorrow. 38-36 is the score. St. Mary's out on top of the Blue Hill Bobcats. St. Mary's will inbound the ball as they get it to Bridget Schneider. Blue Hill extending out their defense now here at the 10-second line. They need the ball. They're trailing. Blumenstock has got it. Down to Sybil. Sybil bounce pass goes back over the other way. That's a Sydney Hupp still out here near the 10-second line to give it away to Schneider. Bridget Schneider dribbling with the ball. Blue Hill right out there, and we got a foul called. Lanae Kometscher picking up the personal foul. That's going to be her first. But that's going to send St. Mary's to the free throw line. Now we're down to a minute and 28 seconds to play here in this contest. Tracy Chabala back into the ball game now for St. Mary's. That's going to send Schneider to the free throw line for the 1-1. She has not been there so far today. A couple of field goals and 4 points for her efforts today offensively. Schneider will have a 1-1. Looks up there. Shot is up, and it's going to be no good. Offensive rebound back up. Shooting and scoring. Grabbing the ball there is Sydney Hupp. A big offensive board after the missed free throw. And now it's 40-36 in favor of St. Mary's. Here comes Blue Hill back with the basketball. Melissa Willicott has got it. Willicott on the high post now to a Lipker. Lipker gives the ball away to Willicott. She loses control of the ball and is picked up here by St. Mary's. Running back the other way. St. Mary's has got the ball. That's going to be Riley Sybil on the far sideline, and she is going to be killing the play. We're going to have a personal foul call down there. It's going to go on Blue Hill. It's going to go on Lanae Kometscher. That's going to be her second. And now we've got a player down. That's going to be Willicott, I think, down here for Blue Hill underneath the Blue Hill basket. She went down in a big pile down here after St. Mary's got control of the ball. She got hit in the ribs or something as the medical staff comes out to check on her. So we got an injury timeout here. An injury timeout with 1 minute to play in the basketball game. We'll take a break. 1 minute to play. It's St. Mary's 40, Blue Hill 36.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of broadband internet, computer services, security systems, telephone systems, and more. Glenwood is set apart from other providers with their 97% exceptional customer satisfaction service. Friend Glenwood on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net.
The South Central State Bank of Campbell, Franklin, Oxford, and Blue Hill is a full-service bank offering every banking service your family might need, including internet banking and bill pay. Log on to southcentralstatebank.com. Good luck, Bobcats, from the South Central State Bank, member FDIC.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, back here at the Bob Devaney Sports Center, we got 1 minute to play in our Class D1 semifinal ball game. The Cardinals out on top of the Bobcats by the score of 40-36. But a leading scorer for Blue Hill, Mackenzie Willicott, got hit in the side or got hit in the ribs, and she is in some pain as they will bring her to the bench now. And that's not good with a minute to play. You got your leading scorer now on the bench. She really got popped in the, looks like the right side of her stomach or chest area there. And they're going to keep her on the bench now with a minute to play, and your team is down by 4 points in the state semifinals. 40-36 with a minute to play. Riley Sybil will go to the free throw line. She is 0 out of 2 so far today from the line. She's got 10 points, and her shot is up there, and the shot good. Sybil now with 11 points in the ball game, and Blue Hill is all of a sudden down by 5 points. Sybil out one more. Next one is up there. It's off the left side. No good. Rebound is loose. Offensive rebound. Follow shot up and in. Sydney Hupp got the offensive rebound. Took that one away from Lipker. And now it's a 43-36 ball game. St. Mary's has got the lead. There's a shot put up there by Strasburg. No good. Bound for the rebound. Jump ball is going to be called. A jump ball is going to be called here with 42 seconds to play. Arrow pointing in favor of Blue Hill. So it's going to be the Bobcats inbounding the ball, baseline left side, underneath their own basket. And now we're going to have a timeout here again from head coach Tim Struff. A timeout here for the Bobcats. Now with 42.7 seconds to play, we'll take a break with a score. St. Mary's 43, Blue Hill 36.
New Beginnings Preschool in Blue Hill has been in business for over 10 years, helping your children grow and learn. At New Beginnings, your 4- and 5-year-olds will enjoy a warm and nurturing atmosphere filled with social and academic activities.
licensed and certified teacher and owner Sharon Kruger invites you in for a look around. They're located at 533 West Gage, or call 756-3624 for more information. Best of luck to the Bobcats from New Beginnings Preschool in Blue Hill.
The Breeze, 94.5.
I-43-36, state championship game here in Class D1 at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. They also play consolation games in the classes C1, C2, D1, and D2. Consolation game will be at 11 o'clock tomorrow at Lincoln Southwest. So Blue Hill will have another game today, the consolation game, if they happen to come up on the short end of this one. Bounce pass comes inside, and a foul is going to be called. Off of the inbound, Blue Hill is inbounding the ball right underneath the basket as they try to get it to a Lene Kometscher, and she's fouled in a play here by Tracy Chavala. That's going to be her third personal foul, and that's going to send Kometscher to the free throw line. It doesn't look like Willicott's going to come into the ball game in the final minute. She's holding an ice pack on the right side of her body there. The shot from the free throw line is up and in by Kometscher. She's now 3 out of 4 from the line today. Kometscher with 11 points. The score is now 43-37. Blue Hill is trailing by 6 points here with 41.3 seconds to play. Next shot is up there. It's good. 43-38. Now Blue Hill applying full court pressure back here. Wetzel has got the ball. Wetzel now to Sybil into the forecourt. Nearly lost it. Sybil is now fouled in the play. Sybil is fouled here by Haley Kometscher. That's going to be your first personal foul. And that's going to send St. Mary's to the free throw line. That's going to go, Riley Sybil will go to the charity stripe here for St. Mary's. So we're down to 35.3 seconds to play. St. Mary's coming back as they outscored Blue Hill 11-1 in the final couple of minutes of the third quarter. They grab a 28-25 lead after three, and they've maintained that lead here in the fourth now at 44-38 as Riley Sybil hits the free throw. She's now 2 out of 4 from the stripe today. She'll have one more. Riley Sybil looks. Her shot is up there. It's off of the mark. No good. Another offensive rebound. Hupp, and her shot is no good, and she's fouled in the play. That's two or three big offensive rebounds by Sydney Hupp following missed free throws. Lipker has just fouled out of the ball game now for Blue Hill. She picks up her fifth personal foul. She leads with 33 seconds to play. Lipker, likewise, is nursing a bad wheel that she's had for the last couple of weeks of the regular season, and she showing some pain as she comes to the sidelines. Lipker leads with 5 points. Coming back in, the replacer is going to be Sydney Strasburg. Going to the free throw line now for St. Mary's is going to be Sydney Hupp. She's got 12 points in the ball game. Her shot is up there, and the shot is good. Coming up later on tonight on 1230 KHIS and also on Classic, it's 98.9 KKPR. Facing St. Cecilia and Sutton, 8:45 for the tip-off here at the Devaney Center. On the air with the pregame show at about 8:30 tonight. Sydney Hupp hits the second free throw. That makes it 46-38 now. There's a Kenzie Hubble with the ball in backcourt for Blue Hill, trying to come up the floor to Kometscher. She loses the ball out of bounds and a turnover. Turnover number 21 in the ball game for Blue Hill. So it looks like St. Mary's is going to survive here with 25.3 seconds to play. They've got an 8-point lead. There's a Sydney Hupp with the ball. She's going to be fouled in a play here by Eurico Hernandez-Peel. And she picks up the personal foul. It's going to be number 2 on her. It's going to send St. Mary's back to the free throw line. St. Mary's back to the line. Sydney Hupp, who has had a good ball game today for St. Mary's, especially late. Some big, big rebounds after some missed free throws. And putbacks by Hupp. And she is now 5 out of 5 from the free throw line. She's got 15 points in the ball game now for St. Mary's. St. Mary's will move on in as they're going to bring in the rest of their members of their team. They'll play Dundee County Stratton tomorrow for the state championship. Next shot is up there by Hupp. No good. Rebound comes down to Lindsay Hafer, who's into the ball game now for Blue Hill. Gets into the hands of Kenzie Hubble, who has fought foul trouble all day long today. Hubble down the lane, goes up with a shot, and she loses the ball out of bounds. Went up the shot and lost it out of bounds. Turnover on Blue Hill, their 22nd. And now head coach Tim Streff is going to clear the bench for the final 12.1 seconds. So the big, long winning streak for the Bobcats of 21 games will come to an end And Blue Hill will play in the consolation game tomorrow. That will be at 11 o'clock against Howell's Dodge at Lincoln Southwest tomorrow. They're playing consolation games in C1, C2, D1, and D2 this year, not in classes A and B. And I assume after this year, they won't play the consolation games in the lower four classes either. That's going to be the story after this one. But Blue Hill will get to play one more game tomorrow in the consolation game. Time is running out. That's the ball game. St. Mary's picks up a 9-point win over Blue Hill here this afternoon. In the state semifinals in Class D1, the final score is St. Mary's 47, Blue Hill 38. Back with a recap after this.
My name is Jeannie Fisk, and my name is Julie Vanderpool, and we're twins. And we lived here in Hastings, Nebraska. We're born in this hospital and became candy stripers at age 13 or 14, mm-hmm. and then went into nurses training here at Mary Lanning Hospital School of Nursing. Because of the fact that we were twins, in nursing school, we were each other's biggest support, of course. We worked really well together. I could see that she's gonna need this and she could come in and help me, and almost like we're reading each other's minds. There's a lot of camaraderie that goes on. Teamwork is very important. Well, it makes you feel like more proud to be the professional that you are. Working as nurses here, we're carrying on what the Lannings intended for us to do.
Celebrating 100 years of inspired care. Mary Lanning Healthcare.
Whether you're talking sports or farming, one thing is the same. You need power. Think Husker Power products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines customized to your needs. When you require irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power products. Your provider of GM-powered natural gas and LP high-efficiency irrigation engines and fuel-efficient Isuzu diesel engines. Call 402-463-1531 for Husker Power products of Hastings, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Back here at the Bob Devaney Sports Center, St. Mary's knocks off Blue Hill in a Class D2 semifinals here today. Final score of 47-38. So Blue Hill going to fall to 23 wins and 3 losses on the season. Their 21-game winning streak is over as they will play in the consolation ball game tomorrow against Howell's Dodge. That will be at 11 o'clock at Lincoln Southwest. Meanwhile, it'll be St. Mary's, a top-seeded team, the number one ranked team in Class D1. Moving on to the state championship game tomorrow. It'll be the first of 6 tomorrow at Pinnacle Bank. They'll play Dundee County Stratton at about 9 o'clock tomorrow. And St. Mary's, they improved to 24 wins and 2 losses on the season. St. Mary's and Blue Hill, they went toe-to-toe throughout the first half of play. Blue Hill took an 18-15 lead into the locker room at halftime. Blue Hill then extended their lead to 24-17 in the third quarter, but then it was an 11-1 run for the rest of the third quarter by St. Mary's. They got to a 28-25 lead going into the fourth and final quarter, and St. Mary's holds off the Bobcats today, winning by a score of 47-38 in the basketball game. Again, Kinsey Hubble, she battled foul trouble. She was on the bench with 4 personal fouls during that 11-1 run by St. Mary's. And then Mackenzie Willicott injured with about a minute to play when Blue Hill was still in the ballgame. And Blue Hill had no really offensive threat on the floor at that time. And Blue Hill drops one to St. Mary's by 9 points here in the semifinals in Class D1. Only 4 players scored again for Blue Hill here in this basketball game today. Mackenzie Willicott, she led the way with 17 points. Willicott had 6 field goals, and she was 5 out of 6 from the free throw line. Lene Kometcher, she had 12 points in the ball game today. Kometcher, she had a couple of 3-point field goals and a 2, and she was 4 out of 5 from the free throw line. You had Kinsey Hubble, she had 5 points today. She had a 2 and a 3. She was 0 out of 2 from the line. And Adrian Lipker, she had 5 points in the game today. She fouled out with 33 seconds to play. She had a couple of field goals, and she was 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. By the way, our postgame show today is brought to you by New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. For St. Mary's, they were led today by Riley Sybil as she scores 12 points in the ball game. Sybil, she had 2 3-point field goals, a couple of two-pointers, and she was 2 out of 5 from the free throw line. She had 12 points in the ball game. Sydney Hupp actually was her leading scorer. She comes back with 13 points in the second half. She scores 15 for the ball game. Sydney Hupp, she had 5 field goals, and she was 5 out of 6 from the line today. Their other scorers, Addie Wetzel, she had 8 points. Bridget Schneider had 4. Taylor Coleman had 3. Hattie Blumenstock had 2 points. And Alejandra Kirstenbrock, she had 3 in the ball game today as St. Mary's knocks off Blue Hill by the score of 47-38. So for the rest of the day, we'll set the schedule for you. Here's what's transpired so far. Dundee County Stratton with a win over Howes Dodge in the first game today in Class D1, 58-48. Blue Hill today losing to St. Mary's. Again, the final score was 47-38. So St. Mary's will play Dundee County Stratton at 9 o'clock tomorrow for the state championship. Class C1 is set. Pierce beats Lincoln Christian today 45-40. Kearney Catholic has taken care of Norfolk Catholic here this afternoon 61-26. So Pierce will play Kearney Catholic for the title tomorrow at 11 o'clock. Elsewhere in Class A, at Pinnacle Bank tonight, Norfolk will play Bellevue West at 7. Omaha Westside against Lincoln Northeast at 8:45. At Pinnacle Bank at 2 this afternoon, Omaha Gross against Pius, followed by York against Norris at 3:45 today. Coming up tonight here at the Sports Center in Class C2, Crofton will play Guardian Angel Central Catholic at 7. That game will be followed up at 8:45 by Hastings St. Cecilia and Sutton. We'll have that game for you on 1230 KHIS and also on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR, beginning with a pregame show at about 8:30 tonight. Class D1 is set. Dundee County Stratton against St. Mary's tomorrow at 9. Class D2, the next action up here at the Sports Center, you've got Stewart playing a Falls City Sacred Hearts in the 2 o'clock ball game, followed by a Sandhills Thetford against Wynot at 3:45. So that kind of sets the stage on what's yet to come and what has transpired so far in the Girls State High School basketball tournament. Blue Hill again losing to St. Mary's by the final score of 47-38 in the ball game as we wait for the final numbers to come in as we grab them here. St. Mary's ended up shooting 17 out of 42 from the field today for 40%. Blue Hill was 13 out of 34 for 38%. On three-pointers, St. Mary's was 3 out of 9 for 33%. Blue Hill was 2 out of 5 today for 40%. The rebounds, St. Mary's had 26. They had some big offensive rebounds late. St. Mary's 26 rebounds compared to 21 for Blue Hill today. St. Mary's had 11 offensive rebounds and 15 on defense. Blue Hill had only 3 offensive rebounds and 18 on defense. St. Mary's with 14 turnovers. Blue Hill had 24 in the ball game today. St. Mary's with 11 steals. Blue Hill had 8 steals. From the free throw line, St. Mary's was 9 out of 22 for 41%. Blue Hill was 10 out of 15 for 67%. St. Mary's with 3 block shots, and Blue Hill had 1 here this afternoon. So, again, that wraps things up for session number 1 as Blue Hill loses to St. Mary's today by a score of 47-38. Again, we'll be on the air later on today. Hastings St. Cecilia and Sutton. That one begins at 8:45, 8:30 for the pregame show tonight on 1230 KHIS and also on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR. For my producer and engineer, Tyson Ervonik, for my statistician, Gene Shaw, I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good afternoon from Lincoln.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Platte River Radio Sports. KLIQ, Hastings, Grand Island, Kearney, The Breeze, 94.5.